In 2022, we spent several months listening to parents of young children with support needs as part of our study about inclusive and equitable childcare in British Columbia. Parents whose children have disabilities, complex health conditions, or behavioral differences have been advocating for years for their children to have the opportunity to learn and play alongside their peers in early learning and childcare programs. In light of that, it was difficult for us to hear the complete absence of their voices in December 2022, as Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and BC Premier David Eby celebrated new measures to make childcare affordable in BC. Equitable access to childcare requires that governments address the need for affordability and inclusion of all children, regardless of their abilities. Such initiatives need to bring about just conditions for all children, otherwise they are not just or fair. Inequitable child care. The UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which Canada ratified in 1991, states that children with disabilities should enjoy a full and decent life, in conditions which ensure dignity, promote self-reliance, and facilitate the child's active participation in the community. In response to years of government inaction in BC on inclusive child care, Inclusion BC initiated a Kids Can't Wait campaign in 2016. This created a forum for parents' voices on the structural changes needed to advance inclusive childcare in this province. That was 7 years ago. Since then, the BC government has launched a range of piecemeal measures primarily focused on advancing accessibility and affordability. These measures have had positive impacts for some children and families. However, their stated vision for inclusive childcare for all families and children has yet to be realized. What does advancing accessibility and affordability mean when there is a serious shortage of early childhood educators in BC, when special needs training for early childhood educators is optional, and when there is no clear provincial framework or imperative for inclusion? It means that children with support needs are systematically left out. It also means there are an increasing number of parent advocates whose families' lives have been turned upside down as a result of their children being excluded from early learning and childcare programs. Making childcare more inclusive. The BC government has stated its intention to build inclusion into the existing childcare system. Adding on inclusion in this way risks that the ableist foundations of this system will stay in place. As they grow, children denied childcare because of their differences may continue to face similar situations in schools, employment settings, and their everyday lives where decisions are made and inclusion is an optional add-on. That is, unless we commit to doing things differently. The parents who participated in our study understand the discrimination their children experience, as well as what would make a positive difference. Their perspectives are extremely important to informing an inclusive system. However, the burden of advocacy work should not be theirs to shoulder. They are already navigating a complex set of challenges while raising their families and making a living. To then have to do the emotional and time-intensive labor of trying to convince governments that your child matters is beyond what any parent can be expected to do. Child care centers should have better adult-child ratios. Activities need to be responsive to diverse needs and abilities. Early childhood education curricula must foster knowledge and skills for including all children in routine programming. Importantly, educators should be well compensated to maintain a stable workforce and quality programs. Funding models should include support for program-level inclusion, and policies must support inclusive practices. This is all possible. Several participants in our study shared what it felt like when they finally found childcare that included their children. As one parent stated, having their son in a childcare program was like an extension of our family. The parent added, "I can trust them. It just shows you how it can be when you have the right people doing the right thing with the right education and experience. It works really well. Regardless of whether our children need support, or whether we are parents at all, we can all recognize that advocating for equitable childcare is something that will make a real difference in our communities. What might we accomplish if we made childcare programs a starting point for overturning the ableist norms and assumptions that underpin so much in our society today?" The authors do not work for, consult, own shares in or receive funding from any company or organization that would benefit from this article, and have disclosed no relevant affiliations beyond their academic appointment.